Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, parochial vicar, and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the 19th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
While I was still going through theology school, I had a friend who was super involved at the school, and she wanted in on everything. Setting up for the school masses, being part of the choir — she couldn't sing, by the way — learning how to serve the altar. She helped out setting up all the Christmas parties, helped buy the beer and wine for the theological forums. She had perfect attendance in basically everything. And in getting to know her, I found out she had the exact same zeal for many, many things in her life. She served in the army for years until her time ran out. She was deeply involved in politics, in political campaigns. She was deeply involved at church. And don't even start thinking about the string of boys that she had along the way. So I asked her one day why she had been so ardently involved in so many things throughout her life. And she said that after that they lost their recent campaign, she was so disappointed, she said. "I couldn't believe that someone could not believe in the same things that I did. So I had to leave and move on to something that others believed in as well." So she wandered from the army to politics to school. And after she graduated from our school, we learned that she got employed at a Catholic book publisher and is well known for putting in countless of hours of overtime even there. And this woman, she wandered from one thing to the next. She put all her time, all her energy, all her passion, her resources from one thing to another. From the army to politics, to church, to school, to job, her relationships, wandering, always wandering, from passion to passion to passion. She simply wandered. All she did was wander. In our second reading today, our second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, it's an exposition on the theology of the virtue of faith. It says, "Faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen." We remember just only a few weeks ago, the Holy Father, he promulgated Lumen Fidei, the light of faith. The first document of his papacy, a document which expounds his meditations on the theology of the virtue of faith and challenges us with his insights. In paragraph 13, the Holy Father teaches that the opposite of faith is not unbelief. Rather, it's idolatry. The opposite of unbelief is idolatry. That human beings are designed to put our energy and our passions into the transcendent. That we are built to believe in something that's greater than ourselves. That we naturally aspire to the something greater. But that for most of us, we do not put our energy and passions into the ultimate other or the ultimate transcendent or into the God that created us and loves us and calls us, but rather we find ourselves seeking the things that are below. Or to quote the Holy Father himself, "Idolatry is always polytheism, an aimless wandering from one Lord to another." And we know that in our experience throughout our lives, we know that this is true. Like my friend from school, we wander from one Lord to another. We find that most of our conversations and our thoughts, the things that preoccupy us, the things that run through our minds as we are going to bed, the things that we spend most of our time on, are those things that make us wander from one Lord to another. And these Lords are legion. Television series, pornography, One Direction, The Royal Baby, Downton Abbey, conflicts with North Korea or with Russia, Harry Potter. These things that we wander from one to another to keep us away from one from the one person who created us, who loves us, who calls us to be his own. The one who calls us to be the most authentic version of ourselves. With how zealous so many of us are about politics or social justice or mass media, music, movies, we have to ask ourselves if we are equally zealous about our personal relationship with God. Do we wander from one Lord to another? Or are we grounded solely and wonderfully on the one who makes us whole? The one who makes us holy. And the Holy Father's meditations on this virtue of faith go deeper even than this. One of the things that disturbed me about my friend from school is that she was so ardently individualistic. Though understandable, she looked out for herself and only for herself. She was so ardently individualistic. This is not necessarily the virtue of faith. Faith is not a solo adventure. Having a deep, personal, passionate relationship with Jesus impels us into a community. That we are called individually, yes, but called individually into a community. That individually we are called to the city of God. As faith was given to us by others, so is faith shared with others in the here and now. That faith in Christ gives us into a community, the body of Christ with Jesus as our head. Faith is not a solo adventure. We see this so many times during our liturgy. For example, one of the most important times that I see is going to happen in just a few moments. We have it during the Creed. The Creed is placed after the homily as a response to the homily. The homily is supposed to urge the congregation to recite the Creed with zeal, professing our core beliefs as they were expounded upon during the readings and through the preaching. So in a moment or two, when we profess the Creed, pay attention to what we are doing. For one thing, we begin the Creed in the first person singular. I believe. Yet as one body, as members of the one congregation, we all corporately say, I believe. As individuals, we corporately profess the same core beliefs. Every one of us, parts of the body of Christ and individually members of it, say, I believe. Together, in one voice, we say, I believe. Faith is not a solo adventure. It is good, of course, to have a variety of interests. But are our interests, our obsessions, our passions, are they leading us to God? Or are we wandering aimlessly from one Lord to another? May we recognize Christ's presence in those things that stir our passions. May we zealously seek Christ out in all that we do. May all of our relationships and actions find Christ imbued within. May all that we do, in one way or another, lead us deeper in communion with our God, deeper in communion with the body of Christ.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Producer Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Associate Director Nancy Pham, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.